Symphony Space is pleased to present Thalia Kids Book Club, Number the Stars, by Lois Lowry, in conversation with Lauren Oliver, with selections read by Sean Astin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Thalia Kids Book Club. It's so wonderful to be here and to see all of you. My name is Lauren Oliver. I'm kind of the host of the day. As we're here to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Number the Stars and also the career of the legendary Lois Lowry, who is, we're so thrilled to have with us today. Yeah. So I'm an author as well. I'm an author of teen books, Delirium, Before I Fall, Panic, also books for children, Liesl and Poe and the Spindlers. And I'll just say a brief introduction about how happy I was to be invited to do this, because I always tell people ask me often how I became a writer and when, and I tell them that really my love of writing grew out of a great lifelong love of reading. When I was a kid, I found books and I would fall in love with them. And when they ended, I would be so sad that I would continue writing in the world of the characters and in the world of the story. And I was moved by, actually one of them was Number the Stars, was one of the first books I ever remember truly loving, wanting to know what happened next to the characters, to Anne Marie, and whether she ever got, you know, would find Ellen again. And these were some of the, this was a book that I actually wrote short stories about, and started my own career as a writer, which has then become kind of the central tenet of my identity and the thing I love most in the world. So one of the things I love about Lois Lowry's books, and I'm sure many of you feel the same way, is how they open up windows into other people's lives and experiences, but they also tell us very much about who we can be, who we can become, whether we can become brave, whether we can become somebody who stands up against forces of wrongdoing. And in that way, reading Lois Lowry's books gave me not just kind of a window into this broader world, but also a window into the kind of person I wanted to be as a writer and as a human being. And that's why as soon as I was asked to do this and I had the opportunity to, even though it meant getting up at 4 a.m, and I'm a late sleeper, I said yes. So I'm gonna, and hopefully I will not fall asleep. Okay, I'm gonna explain to you a little bit about what's gonna happen today so that everybody knows. How many of you have ever been to a Thalia Kids Book Club before? Oh. Good, okay, so you already know. Why don't you come up here and explain? So first we're gonna obviously get the chance to talk to Lois about both Number the Stars and also general questions. I have general questions about her work and her inspiration. And we're also going to hear an excerpt of Number the Stars since we are celebrating its 25th anniversary from the wonderful Sean Astin, who's joining us today and whom I will introduce later. Then you're gonna get a chance to do some writing, which is awesome. Lois has prepared a prompt, and we're gonna pass out pencils and pens for those who don't have it. And then we will share some of those works for those who are brave enough to share. And then after that, you guys will have the opportunity to ask your own questions, and I will leave plenty of time for that, because I'm sure that you all have many wonderful ones. And then at the end, we're gonna end with a book signing. So that's it. I'm gonna sit down now and start the conversation and start talking about Number the Stars.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yes.
So that microphone is yours.
Got it.
This one is mine.
So even before, I'm sure many members of our audience have read, loved, feel strong affinity for Number the Stars. But since we are here celebrating the anniversary, before we even hear a reading of it, can you tell a little bit about your inspiration for the story, why you felt the need to tell this book? I mean, to write this book?
Tell the story. I had written many books before this one. I don't remember how many. I'd have to go back and count. But say 20 books, perhaps. And all of those were fiction. And I had not dealt with any real things that happened in the past. But I went on a vacation with a friend of mine whose name was Annalisa. Annalisa died a couple of years ago, sadly, but she and I were very good friends. This would have been 27 years ago. Our kids had grown up together. She had a son. She was Danish. She had a son who had a very Danish name. Torben was his name. And he collected reptiles.